opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on Monday, the 10th of July. Good morning. 2023, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, let me see, who's there? Oh,
Leah.
Good morning, Liam.
No, Liam's there.
Oh, Liam is right. At the helm. Hey,
right.
Buddy, what's going on?
That's
what's
right.
The day of the week?
Monday. I couldn't see your face.
Do we have
thought,
like...
He's been walking around here all morning. It's just me.
Yeah, well, you know. Good morning. It's Monday.
Yeah.
Do you have somebody's proclaimed would be the day of the year?
National Pina Colada Day.
Okay, I'll go for that one.
Only
if it has an umbrella.
Maybe have had two...
That you remember, because yeah. On your third one, you fall asleep. Okay.
It's just never been my... Now, is there pineapple in that?
Yes.
Okay, so I put pineapple in our protein drink this morning.
It's got coconut.
I have to look it up, see what the ingredients are. Okay, today, temperatures, hot 96. Oh, my gosh, you guys. We turned on KRCA this morning.
KRCA.
Well, you know, it's KRCA in Sacramento. I'm so sorry. Somebody mentioned something about how KRCA did an interview on them. Oh, it's when I sang at that funeral in Sacramento. So, KRCR this morning. Anyway, forgive me about the call letters.
Focus.
96 today, overnight lows of 67. Well, I've been in bed for four. It feels good to be back. Tuesday, tomorrow, 100, overnight lows of 68, Wednesday, 99, Thursday, 102, and here's where we get, starting to go up on that, heat scale, 109 on Friday, Saturday, 113, and Sunday, 112. Now, as we go through the week, you know, things are subject to change, maybe just by a few degrees and so on and so forth. But as we look at it today, 96, overnight low 67, clear skies, hot days, weather is brought to you by our good friends down in Anderson. That is
Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right.
The Kenny family. It's family owned. It is a local business. It is a veteran owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans.
365-3793. And let's go to the phones. We have our calendar with our very own Anne Marie. Good morning.
Good morning and welcome back, Linda.
Thank you.
Can I also say, if I may please, that it is National Kitten Day today.
National Kitten Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, as we begin this week's calendar, we have Lyle Lovett and his large band will perform at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Wednesday, July 12th at 7:30 p.m. Ticket prices vary on seating choice, but start at $39. Tickets through readingciviccenter.com. The Reading Civic Auditorium is located at 700 Auditorium Drive. Doors open at 6 p.m., with the performance beginning at 7:30 p.m. And Shasta College presents The Sound of Music. Performances are scheduled on July 13th through 15th at 7 p.m. and July 20th through 22nd at 7 p.m. There will also be a 2 p.m. performance on July 16th and July 23rd. Located at Shasta College Theater at 11555 Old Oregon Trail in Reading. Tickets start at $10. You can enjoy all your favorite Sound of Music musical scores by Rodgers and Hammerstein. Now, years ago, I was able to interview the granddaughter of Johanna von Trapp, and she is one of the von Trapp children that you see in the movie. In the movie, she is depicted as Marta von Trapp. And the granddaughter was able to share some family photos and stories, and it was awesome to get that behind-the-scenes look at such a classic and beloved film.
Yes, and actually we have Shasta College coming on this morning at the 8 o'clock hour where we will be covering The Sound of Music. What else do we have?
Fantastic timing. Okay, well, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, you can check out the NorCal Community and Outdoor Show. There will be vendors, food trucks, survival demonstrations, a water obstacle course, and a dunk tank. Located at the Shasta District Fairgrounds inside Shasta Hall at 1890 Briggs Street in Anderson. Admission is free. The two-day event will run Saturday, July 15th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, July 16th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Hat Creek Volunteer Fire Department is hosting their 43rd annual Deep Pit Barbecue on Saturday, July 15th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Hat Creek Hereford Ranch Campground located at 17855 Dottie Road in Hat Creek. Dinner tickets are $20 per adult, $10 for kids 5 to 12, and free for those 4 and younger. In addition to the barbecue, there will be a craft fair at the event. And according to the Hat Creek Volunteer Fire Department's Facebook page, Hook Band will be there. Shasta County Sheriff's Office is scheduled to be there. And perhaps even a visit from Smokey Bear. And as we wind up our calendar, it's never too early to start thinking about the back-to-school drives. The 7th annual Backpack and School Supply Drive by the Shasta County Department of Child Support Services is taking place now through July 28th. Items needed include new backpacks, notebooks, pens, pencils, markers, rulers, glue, and other school supplies. Donations can be dropped off at 2600 Park Marina Drive in Reading. Monetary donations are also greatly appreciated. Donation drop-off times are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And for more information on this backpack and school drive, please call 530-229-8767. And that's your sample of events taking place this week here in the North State.
Okay, Anne-Marie, thanks a lot. A lot of stuff going on.
Oh, yes. It's a great summer.
I think it's going to be, and it's going to be really warm this weekend.
I know. I'm going to melt.
Okay, Anne-Marie, thank you very much.
Okay.
You know, after let's take a quick break because we've got Liam coming in right after this. And somebody, you're going to just sit right there.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, good. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has started a new program out there at Shasta Regional, or I should say in here, they're right downtown, about a residency program. They brought in 13 doctors, and those doctors are going to be working here for 3 years. Next year, they're going to get another group of doctors. I mean, we could have up to 24 doctors a year here because of this program. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
The Octagon is back at Wind River Resort and Casino as Primal Fighting Championships present Fight Night. The hits are coming Saturday, July 15th. Fight Night will bring you excitement of amateur pro entitled MMA fights. Tickets start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 free slot play.
You must be 21 to attend this extreme event.
This action-packed night sells out fast, so grab your tickets today. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Good morning and welcome back to the morning show here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. And good morning, everybody. On the 10th of July, gosh, whatever happened to the first week of July, you know?
Okay, you know what? We've got a new show starting this Saturday.
We do, and I love that.
And we're all excited about
this. I love the subject matter.
It's and
music.
And everybody knows Liam, but... Yeah. Liam is. Everybody knows
it's
Liam.
It's Kitty Week. Kitty Day.
And Liam and Davey are starting a new show on our station on Saturday evening. So,
we are.
Okay, let's talk about it. What is it?
Yeah, so we're starting a blog and playlist, but also with it a radio program. And so we're really just going to focus on like small underground artists and industry. Like executives and such, and so we're gonna spend our time talking about and sharing songs with people that like aren't heard and aren't known.
That's
and
the part I really
interviewing
like.
Interviewing people.
People will tune in to,
yeah.
And also probably want to. Here's the question: if somebody wants to go into archives
mm-hmm.
and like, what was that song? They can go back and then. I wonder, in your radio show and. Slide, are you doing a podcast as well? What's happening? Tell us what that looks like.
Yeah, so we have a blog online
okay.
on our website. We have a playlist that we're going to update at first monthly, but I think that we're going to start aiming for like a weekly updated playlist eventually, and we're going to have the program. If you like the songs that you hear, you can actually go to the playlist
and
find them.
There you go, so. Because I think that's a good triad of
exactly.
power,
mm-hmm.
of powerful information, and what musician or what group or what producer that's got a project doesn't want to get that in your hands because it's just another layer of how someone can break their music out for
mm-hmm.
the public to listen to and discover new songs because we've got great talent. You are in this underground scene here in Reading that is growing leaps and bounds, and you so have said, if I'm not mistaken, that some of the producers and the people that have moved to Reading, purchased homes here, that are part of the Reading scene, are international.
Correct. Yeah, it's something that a lot of people aren't aware of, but we have some very seasoned veterans living in Reading and in the surrounding areas.
That's fantastic. Okay, tell us more about what one can look forward to And what time, and again, is this going to happen, and what's the name of your blog and the whole thing?
Well, so the program, the radio program, is going to be Saturdays 6 to 7 p.m. It's called Off Rip. That's also the name of the playlist and the blog.
Off Rip. R-E-P or R-I-P?
R-I-P. Off Rip.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like Let It Rip? Okay.
I guess.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, me and Dave are probably going to nerd out a lot more than I think the average person would. We're just going to discuss music. I like it. There's not much more to it than that. It's like,
and players and what they've been on,
yeah,
and some of the history of what they've done,
yeah,
and you get a chance at that particular point once you find your legs,
mm-hmm,
to be able to interview the players and figure and individual players that other projects they're working on. So I love how this is like intertwined with how that 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so I love the fact that the station that KCNR and Liam and Davey have come to, you know, like this wonderful place where we can do that together. Love that.
I'm excited. What do you see? One of the things we talked about when we were talking about the show was being able to listen to the music and then discuss it, but also then the people who are doing the music all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is, and it's not just local, is it?
Correct.
It's
not just local,
though. Yeah, you're going to have this up and down the coast.
Yeah, correct.
You know, one of the things that I was surprised to hear was the bands that Liam and his friends are in draw hundreds and hundreds of young people to listen to it. And the problem now is there's no venues left.
Yeah, we're actually in the process right now. So totally separate note. A lot of the venues that we've been using have kind of had the axe come down on them. So we are probably going to have to cancel our show next Wednesday unless we can find something. So
now, when he says the axe comes down on it's there's never been any problems at your shows.
Correct. There's never been any fights. There aren't drugs. People aren't drinking.
There's no, yeah, none of it's allowed. There's security there.
Correct.
At the shows. And your crowd is, like, what, 15 to 25?
About there, yeah.
Yeah, so you've got young people there.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, there's no alcohol or drugs.
Correct.
What does that mean when you say the axe?
Well, so, unfortunately, one of our venues, a pipe burst because it's
okay.
In a basement. And then when they did the investigation on the pipe, they found a tampon in it and blamed it on us, even though the building is shared by, like, 15 other businesses.
Okay. Gosh.
So that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But that's where we're finding ourselves.
Okay, so here's a question. Could you, at the last minute, change into a place that would be a public venue outside?
We could. The problem is people have bought tickets and it's a paid for show. So
yeah,
but
the cancellation. You know, I'm sure you've got the followers.
Correct.
So I mean, I was just thinking about like that amphitheater that's outside down by Turtle Bay.
No, that's a great point.
I mean, that's the lawn. It's what? It's Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. I don't know why we're doing a show on Wednesday night, but we are.
Well, okay.
It's so summer. You can get away with
summer.
It.
But you have to get permission.
Yes, you got to get permission and all that other stuff.
If it really boils down to it, we'll do it in a parking lot.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you got to do what you got to do. I mean, you could do a block party.
We did.
If you needed to do a block party and get the last minute, you may be able to do your street.
It's going to be difficult to collect admission on that.
That's true. But we have done shows on parking lots before.
Yeah.
You just can't make money off of it, but.
You know, I think the bottom line is that we've got a real strong underground music, and of that the younger people and young adults in our community really like. And there's got to be a venue that they can use. I mean, you could fill up a 500 person venue.
Maybe.
Well,
we're not quite there yet.
Okay, but 300.
Yeah.
And 300 is that's a pretty good
show. What's the name of the show the on Wednesday night? What tell us about what that looks like. How many people on stage and what's the name of the show?
Well, we're really, really excited. Here, I'm going to pull it up because I'm actually forgetting the name of the show. We're really excited, though. We have some – it's a show with bands. We have a band flying out from New York. We have a band coming down from Portland, a band coming from Seattle, a band from L.A., and then we have three or four local bands that are going to be here, too. And it is called – let me find the name. Boop, boop. Sorry, I'm opening up my
do you guys,
the most show of all time.
The what show?
The most show of all time.
So, I like the most. Now, do you guys when you do you guys share a backline when you do guys do this and then
yeah
okay that yeah. makes sense and makes then sense. You can switch out your bands
correct
oh so maybe yeah. you've got 15 what's your time in between bands
set up? I mean as short as possible it's hard you know I mean sometimes the drummers are a little
my cymbals.
Yeah.
My snare.
Yeah. You know, I get yeah. it. I get yeah. it. Because I'm the drummer first.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Normally, like, it's just as quick as possible, 5-10 minutes.
You're right. Well, that's pretty cool. Like, yeah. I remember, you know, like, in Nashville, when I had myself and the three other girls, we had this concert series called La Femme Qui Rock. Mm-hmm. And we had three female every Wednesday night, believe it or not, Wednesday night. 12th and Porter, we did different areas, but we ended up at 12th and Porter, but before that we were at the Executive Inn and we mm-hmm. did, three female fronted bands. Either bands, it started off with like, maybe a female fronted like acoustic act and then it would build, so we did three a night and we had a back line.
That's dope.
And it was. And a lot of girls got signed out of that, but it was a great place for the industry to come see, women. It was during the time of Lilith Fair, so it was really
yeah.
big time. For women acts to break out. Anyway, so we shared a back line, and I think the most was 15 minutes, so you could go from 7 to 9, and people could get home and do whatever they needed. You know, we yeah. ended up going to 11, but you know what I mean.
I hear you.
So, and then I think there was a relatively small cover charge, but we did find a club that backed us on that, and what they found out was that, you know what, they made a dark night or a night that wasn't a popular night or yeah. a big night, and they knew that there was going to be a following. So they made money.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping, and there was drinking, but people, you know, I mean, there was a lot of people in the industry that just weren't there to, everybody was in business mode.
Yeah.
So maybe we could find a place in town for you that you could just have a standing.
We're trying.
Yeah.
We're trying. The
Whiskey a Go-Go of Reading.
The fire's burning.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Liam. Well, good luck to
okay,
you.
This starts Saturday.
Correct.
From
6 to 7 p.m.
His show called Off Rip.
Yep.
And is that the name of the, when you go to the blog?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, cool. All right. Let's take a quick break. And it looks like our 7:30 guest hasn't shown up. So
we have 8 o'clock Sound of Music and some of the stuff from Shasta College,
Shasta
right?
Shasta College and water and
right.
That.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. This is a no-cost program for the people in it. Program is to reduce, and the whole mission here is to reduce the number of falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. Injuries at home from falls can put them in the hospital and then in recovery areas that physical rehabilitation clinics that they don't come back from. I mean, it's very difficult for them to get back to their homes. So we want to prevent that before it happens. So if you're interested in this and you need more information or like to sign up for it, give PSA2 Area on Agency on Aging a call at 530-842-1687. We'll be right back.
Southern Nights. Have you ever felt a Southern Night? Free as a breeze, not to mention the trees, whistling tunes that you know.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Reading Fitness Center would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community.
With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Are Shasta County elections safe and free from hacking? Hi, this is Chairman Jones of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors inviting you to my town hall meeting July 20th, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center on Hilltop Drive. With special guest Jeffrey O'Donnell, we will prove Shasta County elections have been hacked. Chair Jones, town hall meeting this July 20th at the Holiday Inn, free and open to all residents. If you're interested in Shasta County elections, I invite you to come to my town hall meeting this July 20th, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, free and open to all residents.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
This portion of the show is brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment. Oh my gosh, you know, I know so many people have tractor envy. You know, they can be, you know, some kind of envy, but tractor envy, I think, is something that not only men, but women have as well. Would you like to just get out there and just get all that stuff? Okay, you can get your Kubota needs. That's K-U-B-O-T-A. Tractors, skid steers, side-by-sides, and so much more. You do it all. They do it local. 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call at 530-221-6800, and they're open daily.
Okay.
Tractor envy.
Tractor envy. We know somebody that's got tractor envy. His name is John.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a show out there that has just launched, and it's a movie. It's called Sound of Freedom.
Mm.
We've had numerous people tell us about it.
It's in Anderson, I think.
It was playing for a week. I don't know if it's still there now, and if it isn't, I'm going to feel bad that I didn't make it. But what it's about is a guy that goes after
sex traffickers.
Human trafficking. Mm-hmm. And Jim Cavazal is the star of this.
Really?
You know, Passion of the Christ,
mm-hmm,
and all this. And it is a faith-based movie. And what it is that he goes after the sister of somebody he rescues, and he's a member, but it opens up the underbelly of human trafficking. Mm. And it is, you know, some people are crying. It was, other people are spontaneous standing ovations during it when things are happening. But this has become, this has been playing to packed theaters. Like over the weekend, the Sound of Freedom opened last Tuesday on Independence Day with $14.2 million. And then between and another $18.2 million between Friday and Sunday, it was third on the domestic box office charts behind Insidious, The Red Door, and Indiana Jones. And it's playing in 2,800 North American theaters. The other two that that made more, Insidious and Indiana Jones, were playing in 3,100 and 4,600 theaters, respectively, which kind of tells you is that there's a lot of people going to this. You don't expect to see numbers like that. It was originally a 20th Century Fox and was completed in 2018 before Disney acquired the studio and shelved the film. It's now being distributed independently by Angel Studios, which recently released the Springs Old Testament inspired His Only Son. And they spent $15 million on the Cavazel-led action thriller. Religious and conservative media groups have rallied behind this film, which is partially crowdfunded.
It is playing at Cinemark right now. It's still playing there.
Well, we may have to make a run down there.
Today, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I don't know after that, but I did have not just one, but two calls, maybe three, because this has been out for a while.
Somebody specifically texted me and
said, "Please go see this. It's really important." And you and I have had people come on to talk about this now, and it's been something that, you know, kind of like I think the Women's Fund have covered it. We do know that One Safe Place has covered some of this, but that on five here specifically, we have found, and we've had people on to talk about what to look for. And I discussed that I saw this girl that looked like she was, you know, like 14 or something, and she was standing on the top of Hilltop, and she looked like, you know, we've heard about five, the corridor and five being huge in sex trafficking, in trafficking and abducting, by the way. So this film obviously covers what this is about, but the fact that people are enjoying, I don't even know how you can say the word enjoying, maybe they're enlightened is the word I should use, on the subject matter, and we know that Jim Cavazel?
Yes.
Yeah.
Passion of the Christ, but he's been in a lot of movies.
Yes.
So
anyway, so that is playing here, and I do think that we need to see it. We need to. Maybe we'll go tonight. You know? Why not?
Well, why not? We've got, I don't think we have anything else, but it's a it's disquieting. I think that's a good word for it. That they're talking about the a guy by the name of Tim Ballard, who devoted himself to fighting child sex trafficking and took his crusade private when he founded Operation Underground Railroad. So this is, it's a true story, though, and it actually has some video at the end of the movie of something real that they were involved in. But one of the things, and we've had guests say this already, is that the United States is one of the top recipients of sex trafficking, one of the top users of sex trafficking.
Same with drugs.
And drugs. Scary.
Well, we've got this five corridor that goes all the way down through into Mexico. I mean, five goes all the way down through L.A., which, you know, if anybody's driven it,
you got an
it
open
goes right
border.
On, it's right down there, so... Okay.
The other thing too is when you have an open border, you're going to have drugs, terrorism, sex trafficking, human trafficking. Even if it's not in sex, people are brought in here for that. Okay.
Now I want to change the subject and talk about art collections.
But it is playing down in Anderson. You're sure?
No, it's, I just, I don't know about Anderson, it's playing at Cinemark.
Playing at
Movies
Cinemark.
Movies 14, and okay. There are several showings today.
Okay.
3 good. O'clock, 11, all the way through. Okay, okay, so, and then it goes up to Wednesday, so I don't know after that. But, I always find it fascinating because, you know, what happens in, when people have private collections and how the collections pass on or somebody buys a collection and, you know, fast forward. Well, in London, a pair of previously unknown and exceptionally rare portraits by Rembrandt sold for over $14.2 million Thursday after they were discovered in a private collection in the UK. Depicting relatives of the Dutch master, the intimate paintings are the last Rembrandt portraits still in private hands, according to Christie's auction house, which did not reveal the winning bidder's identity. Signed and dated 1635, the 8-inch high pictures are of an elderly couple related to the painter by marriage. Wealthy plumber and his wife, who were a prominent family in the Dutch city of, is it Leiden? L-E-I.
Yeah.
Leiden. Their son, Dominicus Vanderplum, was married to the Rembrandt's cousin, et cetera, et cetera. And they left their, to their surviving heir, Titus, in their will. Anyway, it's just, this
it's
article.
It's worked its way down all the way through
worked,
the family.
Exactly.
And now it's a Rembrandt.
But it was bought by some other, went from Dutch to, let's see. In 1824, Murray put the artworks up for sale with Christie's, where the listing described them as Rembrandt, very spirited and finely colored. Now, remember, that's 1824. The Christie's was also doing auctions. Since that sale almost two centuries ago, the paintings remained in Britain in the same family's private collection and were unknown to experts. The most recent owners have not been named. Henley Pettifer, International Deputy Chair of Old Master Paintings at Christie's, told CNN in a telephone interview in May that the discovery was made a couple years ago as part of a routine valuation to look at the contents of a house. The pictures were immediately of terrific interest, adding that then owners were also taken by surprise. They didn't have any expectations of the painting. So here you go when you I love watching on KIXE Antiques Road because you never know what you have in your attic. And it may feel like, what is this thing? And then they go, oh, and these were done back in the blah, blah,
this
blah.
This is worth $100,000.
Dynasty of the, and you're like, what? It's been sitting there. Like, I put tools in it. I put like, you know, it's been sitting there as a door jam. You know, you find out it's worth a hundred thousand. Put it up at auction in better condition, 300 to 500 thousand. And you're just, what? Well, these guys sold for $14.2 million.
Okay. $14.2 million. That's not bad.
The pictures sold as part of Christie's Old Masters auction, which fetched over $6.85 million in London on Thursday.
Do you think
maybe they were sold at $14 million before.
The watercolor that I did back in 1988 would be worth.
Oh, it's beautiful.
But it's would be worth what?
I don't know because people are shocked that you could paint that because they think of you as such a hard dude, and then you paint this beautiful watercolor of flowers.
Yeah.
Flowers in a vase, and they're pink and blue, and I have it over our, because, you know, most people who have been to our house know that we have a baby blue sink, bathtub, and toilet. We kept the originals.
From the 40s.
Yeah, with the pink and the blue. So your painting, your beautiful watercolor, is pink and blue. Flowers. It goes over the toilet.
Well, there's some brown in it. So. Yeah, it's over the toilet. How appropriate.
Yeah, no, I mean, it fits well in that bathroom.
Now that you said that, it's over the toilet.
Oh,
you know, I mean,
well.
Okay.
I love it when we can find out these.
I just thought of that.
You know what?
I just thought of that because I don't think about it, but then all my male friends will be able to see it. Understanding there.
Yeah, of course. And we watched the movie 65 yesterday.
I wonder how
did
many
you want
to
talk
them.
About that?
If you can do it in 12 seconds.
Well, we watched 65, and you might want to know what 65 with Adam...
Driver.
Driver. And he was, it was really good. It was really, really good.
65, what it means 65 is million years ago.
Yeah.
So.
From another planet, they came and.
Landed on
and maybe that's,
Earth.
Yeah, maybe that's what, and she wrote on a rock. Remember that? So I thought, She wrote the, you know, something on
her
the.
Her family.
Yeah.
On the rock.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I mean, I'm not sure which one of the two divisions that you should visit at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Obviously insurance, because we're finding out that so many companies are not renewing policies or pulling out of the home policies in California. So there's somebody you can talk to at Maxwell Insurance about how do you keep your homeowner's insurance. And then with the craziness of inflation and all the things that are going on, how about your retirement plans or your 401ks? Are you going to have enough money left as you live longer and longer? Well, how about a free review and evaluation for both? Two different divisions in Maxwell Insurance and Financial, but great people in every division. That's Judy Maxwell. She's been helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans since 1993. Give her a call, 530-221-0441. We'll be right back.
My name is Bill Evanhoe. I have been a business owner and registered Republican in Shasta County for 53 years. Kevin Cry does not reflect the kind of leadership our community deserves. His bad leadership and votes have been costly and reckless for the citizens of Shasta County. We can't afford the millions of our property tax dollars to replace a perfectly good voting system. Hand counting lends to more errors and more opportunity for fraud. I support the recall.
Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is putting the glamour in your next camping trip with our $70,000 summer glamping swipe to win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win instant prizes like free drawing entries for your chance to win a 2023 Coleman Lantern trailer. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawings on June 29th and July 27th. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are Shasta County elections safe and free from hacking? Hi, this is Chairman Jones of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors inviting you to my town hall meeting July 20th, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center on Hilltop Drive. With special guest Jeffrey O'Donnell, we will prove Shasta County elections have been hacked. Chair Jones, town hall meeting this July 20th at the Holiday Inn, free and open to all residents. If you're interested in Shasta County elections, I invite you to come to my town hall meeting this July 20th, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, free and open to all residents.
Hey Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie.
Come back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 10th of July, 7:49 in the morning at 64 degrees right now, going up to, 96 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market and Eureka Way, right behind Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. It is a fabulous place to get your car washed, whether it's your car or truck. It's, you know, the old, tunnel that you hop into with your car or truck, and you sit in there and gosh, 10 minutes later, 5 minutes later, you come out, car and truck's super clean. Nice people at the end with big, fluffy, clean towels to wipe off your car or your vehicle. Only at Quick and Clean Car Wash. They've been there for like 90-something years, 93, 94 years. They've been a member of the Reading Chamber of Commerce for 93 years. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or buy 10 and you get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash.
Wow. Also in the news, Florida has alligators, sharks, and now African land snails. And they're huge, these slimy mollusks, which grow to more than 5 times the size of a garden snail, pose a health risk to Floridians while also threatening the state's agricultural and wildlife. They're capable of causing extensive damage to tropical and subtropical environments, according to reporting by the Naples Daily News. And on June 20th, Florida quarantined another county, Broward, because of these giant African land snails. It's almost like the what's the tomatoes? There was like a cult film called something Tomatoes.
The Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Yes. Okay. So this is not a joke. This is.
I can beat that.
What do they look like? The snail shells have 7 to 9 spirals when fully grown.
Spirals.
Yeah. I meant to say sounded in the southern. Spows.
Spows.
That's spows when fully grown. And at least half the snail's length is taken up by its brownish shell, which is darker brown length stripes. So I'm showing you right now what it looks like on,
it doesn't help.
They're not edible.
I see it. I've got one better.
Okay. 8 inches long and 5 inches in diameter.
Okay.
About the size of a man's fist. Good.
The new Miss Universe Netherlands is a man. The newly crowned Miss Universe Netherlands is a man. This is the headline. The runner-up is a woman. Riki Valerie Cole was crowned Miss Universe Netherlands 2023 on Saturday. Riki is a 22-year-old Dutch Moroccan model and actress in Lausanne. He would be she, will represent the Netherlands at the 2023 Miss Universe pageant in El Salvador. And the runner-up was Nathalie Moog-Bazalda from Amsterdam. He makes history as the first transgender woman to win the national title. In 2018, Angel Ponce, Miss Universe Spain, was the first transgender to participate in the Miss Universe pageant. Okay. I just read that without comment. But here's my other one, unless you have one.
No, go ahead.
Because I've got a new Democratic bill in California. In case you haven't seen this, this was a bill that has already gone through the Assembly. Would require judges in the state to consider a convicted criminal's race when determining how long to sentence them to prison. Reggie Jones Sawyer, Democratic chair of the California Assembly's Public Safety Committee, quietly introduced Bill 852 in February. And the Assembly went on to pass the little-known legislation in May, and the measure is currently being considered by the Senate. It would require courts, whenever they have the authority to determine a prison sentence, to rectify alleged racial bias in the criminal justice system by taking into account how historically persecuted minorities are affected differently than others. And I just read the last part here. It says, whenever the court has discretion to determine the appropriate sentence according to relevant statutes and the sentencing rule of the judicial council, the court presiding over a criminal matter shall consider the disparate impact on historically disenfranchised and system-impacted populations. So essentially it means is that you take a look at a person's race when you're sentencing them, not their criminal history, not their lack of criminal history. It just goes strictly by race, which I think was something under the Jim Crow days that happened where they were prosecuting or they were jailing people simply by race. Now they're saying simply by race they shouldn't be jailed. The 14th Amendment says, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of laws. So, equal protection. Will there be a lawsuit over this? Oh, absolutely.
Well, I don't know. You know, originators of the original sex operations in that region of the world, weren't they the original?
We're talking about sentencing people to jail over their race.
I was back to the Miss Netherlands. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Wow, that was a quick change of poo.
No, it wasn't.
I'm sorry. Maybe it was such a visual. Like, it was just started flashing in my mind about that, and that country. Now, in that same country, by the way, I'm sorry to, you know, I broke in.
Okay.
So, in that same Netherlands, in an article today, they are banning cell phones in schools. This is a big thing for them because they feel, in the administration that leads that country, that they feel that cell phones in schools are distracting. It's a scientific study that they believe in, that which is really interesting because here you look at, you know, the other things that are acceptable, but cell phones will not be accepted in school from, I don't know when this bill passes or when they're going to do this. Because they feel that it's distracting from students to learn.
Oh, it is.
That wasn't one of the
fact that if they could make it a rule that, you know, when the kids come in, they drop their phones in the into a basket, every one of them, and then now their minds, you hope, their little minds and heads and faces are turned toward the teacher.
Now,
and, I mean, it's hard to compete with somebody that is messaging in the class. They can be looking at you, and then they look down when you look away, and they're typing like crazy. And, I mean, it's just I see no problem with that. I mean, what control can teachers have? One of the things they could control is cell phones.
Now, here's my mind went right away to in America, and I'm sure this is not just in America. There's been mass shootings elsewhere. But for some parents, I could think that I can see at this where we are as not just a country but as a people that some people want their children to have their cell phones on them for these emergencies. I understand that. But would you have a problem? That's an open question, I suppose. Would you have a problem if there was a rule, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th through high school, that your children had to leave their cell phones in a basket before they entered a class?
What it boils down to for me is the school system has a responsibility to keep us safe. And if they can't do that, like, well, if I know that I'm going to be safe at school, I'll give up my phone, right? But I'm not safe at school, and I want to be able to have, like, communication with my family. So
do you feel not safe at your school?
No. I mean, in high school, I didn't know.
Really?
No.
There's a lot of kids that worry. Like, I have a friend of mine whose grandkids...
Did anything ever happen at the school?
No, but something happens at a school multiple times a day, every day.
Yeah. And so...
But not shootings. I mean,
I'm talking about shootings.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't happen multiple times a day.
Well,
yeah, it does. There's some days where it happens multiple times in the country.
Some days,
right?
Some days.
I mean, it's as someone growing up. I mean, I grew up in like a post 9/11 country, right? Like,
yeah.
This is all that I've seen since I was born.
That's true.
War and people getting shot at school.
So interesting that we are hearing that from your perspective and your age. And I have a friend who's got these granddaughters that say, you know, my granddaughters wake up every day worried to go to school. They worry. And she goes, our children should not have to worry. We never worried. We never worried about stuff like that. So, that can have an anxiety-ridden effect, I would think.
Well, I mean, it's not like an overwhelming worry, but it's like this is something that I need to be aware of and like could happen and probably will happen in my community at some point.
Let's hope not.
I know.
But you're right. Yeah. You know, so anyway, we got to take a break from the news.
Thank you for your input.
Shasta College is joining us right after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Speaking with WABC-TV, Orange and Rockland counties on the west side of the Hudson River were especially hard hit. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison says that more rain is expected today for some spots.
It does look like some of the worst of the conditions will tend to be a little bit farther north. So some of the areas that were hard hit over southeastern New York last evening should gradually see things improve. Much of the heavy rainfall will gradually push up to the north, get up through areas of Vermont, New Hampshire, and also areas of western Massachusetts.
It's tea with the king at Windsor Castle and a meeting with the prime minister. President Biden stopped in England before heading to the NATO summit in Lithuania. The war in Ukraine will dominate the agenda for the NATO gathering. It gets underway tomorrow. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
When President Putin launched this war, he expected that Western unity would fracture, that NATO would break, that our support to Ukraine would wither over time. He was wrong.
But many of the allies do take issue with Mr. Biden's decision to supply Ukraine with cluster munitions. California Republican Congressman Daryl Issa wants to question FBI Director Christopher Wray sometime this week about the recent discovery of cocaine in the White House. Issa is a member of the GOP-led House Oversight Committee. On Wall Street, the Dow up 137 points, the Nasdaq down 12. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now, and I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
A knife-wielding man has killed several people in an attack at a kindergarten in southeastern China.
The attack in a city in Guangdong province happened in the early morning. A news outlet, Dafeng News, cited an unidentified witness saying the attacker's child had been earlier struck by a car of one of the teachers at the school. The witness said the teacher in question was apparently killed in the attack. A 25-year-old man was arrested following the stabbing. Attacks on kindergartens in China are reported regularly. 20 children were killed in an attack in 2010, and in 2020, a school guard was accused of injuring 39 people with a knife. I'm Karen Chamas.
Leaders of the Solomon Islands and China promising to expand their relations if Solomon Islands Prime Minister had a meeting today with Chinese leader Xi Jinping and the country's number two leader. News and analysis, townhall.com. A Vegas police officer goes on trial today for a series of casino heists.
Prosecutors say Caleb Rogers, now 35, carried out three robberies over a four-month period using a police department-issued weapon. Rogers' attorney says the government's evidence against his client is weak. Rogers is accused of carrying out the first two casino robberies between November 2021 and January 2022, making off with a total of more than $85,000. Following the third robbery in February 2022, in which Rogers allegedly bagged $79,000, security guards detained him outside following a brief struggle. I'm Donna Water.
100 million and counting, that is the number of users of Meta's recently launched text-based platform. It's called Threads. At the same time, analysts report that traffic on Twitter is down sharply. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 10th of July at 8:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm.
Good morning.
And National Kitty Day. And yes. National Pina Colada Day.
Yeah.
So you could have them together and have a piña kitty lata. Well, it probably sounds pretty disgusting. Anyway, good morning.
Oh, and, boy, that was a little mixed bag. That was a mixed bag right there. Hey, folks, good morning on this beautiful Monday, 8:06. Like Carl said, it's the 10th, and today we have 96 degrees, overnight lows of 67, Tuesday calls for 100.
It could be a pussy colada.
Yeah, it could
it's
be.
National Pussy Colada Day.
Wednesday hot with a high of 99, overnight lows of 69. Thursday calls for 102. Friday, 109. I'm going really fast here because I have to just pass right over that. Saturday, 113. Sunday, 112. We've got a hot weather in front of us. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, our friends in Anderson, 365-3793.
You're being very judgmental.
Welcome
right
to our morning show here. You don't have to cover your ears. We are family friendly, and
I feel like I'm being judged.
It is the day of, National Kitty Day and National Pina Colada Day. What else do we have there?
That's what I said.
Do we have another day? National Day?
I'm still losing it, man.
Okay, we got to move on. We got Shasta to College here. We got some interesting stuff to go over that's really, our horticultural instructor. And I love how the name is spelled Limon.
Lamone
Waite and Sosie O'Sullivan. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are so thrilled to have you. And, of course, we've got a fringe benefit with a furry companion named
Finn.
Finn, who is a Labradoodle, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So cute. Love the fact that he's with us as well. So tell us a little bit. You're here to talk about the WaterWise Project. Share with us, let's start from the very beginning.
Okay.
What is the WaterWise Project?
So I'm with Shasta College, obviously I'm instructor there, but I also am the coordinator for Shasta County Master Gardeners, which is a joint project with Shasta College and the University of California. And one of my volunteers, the Master Gardeners is a completely volunteer organization, and one of my volunteers wrote a grant to the SHARE endowment, which is part of UC Davis's endowment for horticulture research. And they wrote a grant, and we got the grant. And the grant was about producing educational workshops and materials for educating the public on being more water-wise in their landscape and encouraging people to convert from lawns, which take a lot of water, and other inputs, not just water, your time and everything else, to a more water-wise landscape. And so this was started last year, and it's been going through the whole year. We did a series of different workshops on, just things that you could do to conserve water in your yard, and then another workshop on how to convert your yard from a lawn to a water-wise landscape. And I, as part of this process, I got this idea that it would be really nice if we had a landscape that we could go through all the steps and film, so that when we did the workshop, we could show people the steps of how to do it.
Ooh,
because
I like
a
that.
Lot of people have questions about, well, how do I get rid of my lawn? Especially
right.
like if they're elderly or something, they don't have a lot of physical strength
right.
still to do that, because it's kind of demanding. So, I asked the college if I could choose a landscape that we could film, and they were like, well, you can't do favorites or anything, but if you had some way of getting people that could just all put their names in a hat and you drew a name or whatever, then
mm-hmm.
you could do that. So I teamed up with KXE, Channel 9,
yes.
and they ran a contest on their website to invite people if they wanted to have their lawn converted for free.
Mm-hmm.
We would do all the work.
Okay.
And we got a really generous donation from the city of Reading to help with that their water division.
Right.
To help with the materials that we're going to take in the landscape. And then we also got donations from Ewing Irrigation, Rainbird Irrigation specifically is one of their product folks.
Right.
And from Lauk's Landscape,
mm-hmm.
they had donated all of the landscape material. So,
one of our advertisers, by the
way. Oh, very good. Well, they are just amazing.
Yeah.
They were very generous
in
their support.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then from Bella Vista Water District as well. And so, and a couple of other sponsors, really people were very supportive of the whole project. Like Ghost Pine Nurseries donated some plants. I mean, just little things that, you know, really brought everything together. And then I worked with our college core and our master gardeners to put together this landscape. And then I had my landscape design class actually design the design. So my students got to go out and, you know, look at the landscape and meet the clients and all of that. So
when you had the name that was drawn, it was a competition on KIXE, and people put in their names through KIXE, which made it a fair draw.
Right. So we basically eliminated anybody that was that wouldn't work, because a lot of people put their thing in, but it wasn't the concept we needed. We needed a actual lawn,
okay,
right? a basic lawn,
like a size that
right,
you had
size.
A dimension of that was acceptable.
We said 500 square feet.
Okay,
so
got
small,
it.
Small. Right?
Okay, yeah.
The landscape we actually ended up choosing was close to 800 square feet.
Okay,
right? We're like, well, we need to
all
do
right.
the whole thing.
Yeah,
we can't just do half the lawn. It looks
yeah.
weird.
Yeah.
So, So we narrowed it down that way because we didn't want to get something that we couldn't, you know, didn't meet our demands. So
uh-huh.
we narrowed it down to some. And then we sort of chose from there. So it was kind of a draw, but also narrowed down a little bit, too.
So after you drew and the people, you know, and you went up to the people, then you removed the lawn.
So we removed the lawn completely.
How do you do that?
So there they had a Bermuda grass lawn, which was really unfortunate because it's probably the worst
yes.
lawn to try to remove.
Yes.
So we got a sod cutter and we actually cut the lawn out. And if it hadn't been Bermuda grass, I probably would have just said we could either spray it out with herbicide or we could have solarized it,
okay.
you know, or mulched it even, put a lasagna layer mulch on, which is one of the things we demonstrated in this process.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which actually works pretty well even with Bermuda grass, but it's not 100%. I mean,
uh-huh.
it's like it gets rid of 90% of the Bermuda. So anyway, uh-huh. we did that, and the Bermuda grass came right back. So we actually ended up having
Ooh.
To take another 2 inches of sod
Ooh.
Off. So we ended up doing that, and then we so that was probably the most extreme.
I was trying to figure out how to kill off
my
backyard.
I wanted
to,
yeah.
You know, how to start
right.
like that, because most of it's dead anyway, and how to finish
yeah.
so
the rest
if you
of
don't
it.
Have, if you don't have a very vigorous
yeah.
Bermuda grass lawn,
right.
then the easiest way would probably be to do a lasagna mulch, especially if you're planting beds and you don't mind if you have some mounds and different,
right.
which actually adds more interest, I think,
yeah.
to add some elevation
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the lasagna mulch method is where you actually put a layer of manure down to encourage the
mm-hmm.
young tips to start growing.
Got
and
it
kind of burns them.
Right.
And then you put a layer of cardboard
uh-huh.
on that.
Right.
And you want to overlap your cardboard, like you really make sure there's no cracks.
Yeah,
like,
my girlfriend's been
right.
doing that in her orchard.
And then you add layers of greens and browns, so like you're doing a compost layer of that, and you and then you can put soil on the top or compost on the top or whatever and actually plant directly into it.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time the lower layer breaks down, your plants, you know, have gotten down there, and then it just feeds them.
So the cardboard just disintegrates.
Yeah, the cardboard disintegrates. Well, it's a great way to recycle cardboard.
Okay. So we want to see the before and after. Can we find that somewhere on the Shasta College website?
So we're in the process of, I would have said yes, but we just finished this project.
Okay.
And KXE has been, did all the filming for us. So we hired them as part of the grant to do all
that's
the filming,
fantastic.
Filming for us. And in addition to them doing the contest for us, they did the all of the filming, which they were fabulous. They did a great job with that. And we took... we just had that link up, and then we decided we needed to make some edits, so they took it down again. So I'm not sure that we can find it. So
all right, well, that was just a question.
It'll eventually come.
But it will be out within the week.
So we wanted to find out about the funding and the landscape. We're here this morning with the horticultural instructor and the college core student, Susie and Lamone, and we are going to be back with more questions regarding workshops, Widerwise Landscaping, the Master Gardener Program. Can't wait to hear about all that. And what is the college core program? Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. It's open and stocked up with fruit trees, blueberry and strawberry plants, veggies, herbs, and much more. Plus, a brand new shipment of statuary has come in at Gold Leaf Nursery, locally owned, locally operated, located at 6186 Churn Creek Road. Really nice people. We've been out there several times, and they've got it all. Gold Leaf Nursery. We'll be right back.
On a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor.
Are you okay with Gavin Newsom selecting your next supervisor? Stand with Kevin Cry and keep him in office. Please join us for a fundraising dinner and live auction on August 5th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading at 2290 Benton Drive. Tickets can be purchased in person at Ninja Coalition in Jones Fort or by calling 530-776-4790. Get your tickets soon. This event will sell out. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom, No on Cry Recall.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
If you are 50 years or old, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday. Check in at the River Club with your River Club card and play your favorite slot machine to receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes. For more information, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Back, Free Fire Radio here at the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're calling Linda Bott. 8:19 in the morning here. It's about 70 degrees. It's going to go up to 96 today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, where I was just at last Friday. No, not Friday. What day was it?
Well, one day last week.
One of those days last week, because I had this really horrible chip in my windshield, and he fixed in. Again, you barely be able to see it. And then he said, oh, you've got a couple other chips over here. And he fixed those too. So, I mean, it's just truly the expert when it comes to repairing windshields is Jeff Worst.
A true art.
It is. And he's fixed chips in your windshield. He's fixed, you know, RVs are the big ones because they get a chip on that windshield. And, you know, that's 6 feet of windshield. So he fixes those too. He's very busy, but give him a call at 530-241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street. You get a free inspection and analysis, and he'll tell you the truth. He's just a great guy. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. And we're here at Shasta College with Lamone Waite, who is the horticulture instructor, and Associate O'Sullivan, who is in the college, is a college core student. So, again, what is college core
program?
So
the college core program is California's version of the AmeriCorps. And with the extra funding that was last year's, not this year's budget, but last year's California budget, they wrote a grant for that. For it's a 2-year grant, and there's 4,600 of you, something like that.
I'm not sure.
There's about 4,600 of them, which is the same number as all of America's college core, if not more. And they are fellows that volunteer within the community for a monthly stipend. And they are assigned to all sorts of community projects, either in relating to environmental issues or education or food security. And with the horticulture department, I have 4 college core fellows, or I started with 4 college core fellows. Some of them have finished already. Soci was one of them. And I had 2 that were assigned to the environmental issues with this WaterWise project and Fire Safe project. We also were doing a lot of, we did a whole thing around fire safety. And then I have 2 that are working with food security and our Shasta College Food Bank.
So now we go to our student, Susanna O'Sullivan.
Susanna
O'Sullivan, and her nickname is Sosie. Mm-hmm. So I like that, by the way. And so what brings you to Shasta College? Tell us a little bit about your history and how you got involved and your passion with this project.
Yeah, I'm really passionate about, you know, climate action. And, you know, in Reading, it's, you know, water-wise restrictions and fire smart landscaping, which is also, it's like water-wise and fire smart landscaping, which is really important because
hugely,
you know,
important.
Yeah. I mean, there was this law that was enacted, if that's correct, and Lamone can probably talk a little bit more about this, but, you know, it's because you have 5 feet of defensible space around your house. This is even a more important part of, you know, converting your traditional sod lawn to a more water-wise landscape.
Mm-hmm.
Also, fences. Mm-hmm. You know, fences attached to your house, and if it's a wooden fence. This is, and with what's going on with the insurance companies pulling out of California, like they have because of fires.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole reason is because of fires. So what do you do specifically?
So I basically, we help, like, educate the public, where I'm like organizing workshops and doing a lot of social media outreach. Mm-hmm. So trying to get the word out to the public to like come into Shasta College and watch our workshops and just basically get educated. You know, it's really important to reach out to the community.
Okay, so when we do this,
she also worked on the landscape that we were.
Oh yeah, I operated the sod cutter.
Okay, so, oh how cool! So that project, we look forward to. I love the story behind
more
that.
Power.
I think that was really great, Lamont, that you put that together, because it's a visual aspect. Because I'm a person that needs to see the visual in order to understand the process. Mm-hmm. So I like the fact that we can hear the story about the thought about what we're experiencing here with drought, what we need to do in order to be aware of what we can do if we're planting something with a new or to get rid of a lawn in order to follow guidelines and not suck up so much water with a lawn, as
right.
if you will. So we look forward to seeing that. So what are some of the future classes and workshops that you're going to be providing out at Shasta College about water-wise landscaping?
So we have a workshop series planned for next year already of kind of similar to what we did this time and using some of those materials that we generated from this grant and this whole process. And then we'll also have just a lot of information that's available to the public. So if they want to kind of just, you know, look at the videos and kind of follow along and do it themselves, they can do that. So we'll have kind of both of those together. The video should be available on the KIXE's YouTube page, mm-hmm. also on Shasta College's website, and on the Shasta County Master Gardeners website. And they were up, and then, like I said, we just pulled them down on Friday to do some edits, and so they should be back up.
They'll
in the
come
next
back
couple
up,
days.
Yeah. So how do we learn more about the Master Gardener program?
So the Master Gardener program, like I said, is a joint program with the University of California. And we have an MOU with them. So Shasta College does the training, and I am the coordinator for that program. And then we use the UC's curriculum for the Master Gardeners, and they provide statewide support through their website and their statewide coordinator and other things. And if people are interested in becoming a Master Gardener or learning more about it, they can contact us through either our Shasta College, our Shasta Master Gardener at Shasta College, or Master Gardener at ShastaCollege.edu as an email, or they can call we have a message thing, which is 242-2019.
And finally, go ahead.
We offer the training class in the fall, and it can be taken either in person or via Zoom. So I have like a whole Trinity County contingent that goes to the Trinity County campus, but then zooms in to listen to the lectures.
Oh, that's great.
So it can be done either way, and it starts August 15th.
Okay. Can you still get people, can still sign up? And
yes.
Get in? Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and finally, Lamont, we have like 2 minutes left. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved and to become a horticultural instructor. What led you to Shasta College?
Wow.
In two.
Okay.
You've got a minute and a half.
Yeah,
now
you can do it. In two.
About it.
I actually graduated from UC Davis with my teaching credential for high school agriculture. And I had a lot of student debt, and I had custody of my youngest brother because my mother had just passed away, and I needed a job and a good paying job. And so I took this job in Wasco because it paid $25,000 more than every other job that I got offered. And they said, well, we need you as a horticulture instructor. And I'd taken a lot of horticulture classes, and I grew up in Trinity County on a homestead where we were very self-sufficient. And but I really wasn't thinking, oh, I'm going to be a horticulture instructor. I was more like, you know, I'm going to teach a lot of different things, and I really liked animals. But I wanted to move back up here because Wasco is like, it's like a different country there. I really value my experience there, but it was just not the, I thought I was going to be like all sunny in the winter because it was high desert. Well, it's like dense fog all winter.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
But, anyway, It's right outside your Bakersfield. So people don't know where Wasco is. And anyway, I was looking for jobs, and the job that came open was a horticulture instructor at Shasta College. And I'm like, well, I have all those skills.
Yeah, and close to home.
It's closer to home. So that's how I applied.
Right.
And I've been at Shasta College now 25 years.
Oh, fantastic. So. Oh, fantastic.
And this has been one of my – I remember – when Peter Griggs, who's the one that sets us up and watches over all of us, he says, I'm bringing horticulture in for an hour. And I went, oh, geez, what am I going to talk about? And then at the end of the hour, I said, can you stay? but we were, you know, so, I mean, it's just been fascinating. And so, see, the things that you're in. One of the big things is fire prevention or you know, make hardening your home. And believe it or not, one of our sponsors from Anderson with North State Equipment, they've got the small, you know, personal type backhoes and all these, so you don't have to get the big ones in there. So you can start building out. And wouldn't it be somewhat great somehow? If I say I had 3 acres and I had trees on it and all this, if I came to you all, and maybe this is part of the program, said, you know, tell me how I can make this safer.
We do that. And
okay.
We did that in
See,
our,
that
part of
would
our,
be wonderful.
We did that
yeah.
as our one of our fall workshops
yeah.
Last year, and we plan to do that again because it was we had, what, 50 people there?
Fantastic.
Well, how do you harden your property to keep the fire from getting to your property?
Well, and a lot of fire safe councils are forming and trying to do that, and that's part of their also ability to get better insurance.
Well, thank you for being with us, and we do have to take a break. When we come back, we are going to be here with Dr. Greg Thornton, Violet Schlegel, Henry Patterson, Julia Swope, and guess what? We're going to be talking about the Sound of Music.
This portion.
And we, with Greg, who is the theater professor as much. We love everything happening out at Shasta College.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. My barbershop of choice. I've been going there for 14 or 15 years, never had a bad haircut. Better known, locally owned, locally run. They run by the appointment, so I can make an appointment, come in, get my haircut, and then wander out again, or just stay and watch Reed Carton, Driver, and hike. You make those appointments at 530-244-9478. It's right off of Athens Avenue, and it's man's last stronghold. We'll be right back. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Look forward, face up, at OrnegillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnegillMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnegillMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Book your appointment online at OrnegillMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and the Sound of Music. 8:35 here on the 10th of July. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Locally owned, locally operated, the only watch repairman in the whole northern state. I shouldn't say the whole northern state. I should say in the whole Shasta County area. But they have a super selection of jewelry, very fair prices, everything from Native American to estate to consignments to specially designed pieces. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, we're here with Dr. Greg Thorson, who is the theater professor. And you brought in some of your people at Shasta College, and you brought in part of the cast of The Sound of Music. I almost said Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, we have so many wonderful young actors and actresses and dancers and singers with us. Dr. Greg Thorson, welcome to the show.
Well, welcome. Good morning.
Let's hear all about it.
Us. Well, great. So we're doing the Shasta College, we're doing the Sound of Music out of Shasta College this summer. So we open on Thursday, and we'll run this weekend and next weekend. Evening shows are at 7, and then we have two matinees at 2. We've been working on the show for about 2 months now, or about a month and a half, and so.
How nice to have that long of rehearsal. Now, according to my notes here, am I hearing that you have an orchestra?
We do, yes. We have a live orchestra. We have like 37 different players in the pit. It's conducted and directed by Dr. Jeff Specht, and it sounds amazing.
Strings?
Yeah. So the first rehearsal these players came to, they probably had 80% of it down.
Oh, I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry. We're going, and it's going to be major tears. You will hold the tissues, Carl.
It's an amazing sound.
So there's nothing better than singing with live music. Yeah. As we know, a couple of the people that are going to be coming up in the next segment, we did a show at the Cascade, and we had live music and the strings. And that just puts another vibration into the actor that is not singing to tracks. Because as we know, with tracks, it's mechanical. So there's this human element of the vibration of live music that happens. And the actors that get to be in The Sound of Music, you're in for just a real treat, and the audience as well.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more, Linda.
Now, obviously you're not going to bring the Alps here.
We have the treaty.
Reading.
We're going to talk about stage design, but so what are some of the differences between, and like millions and millions of people who've had the opportunity to see the movie? How is the play? The music, I'm sure, is the same.
They're fairly similar. The one thing that the film does really well is that director was very focused on capturing the Alps and, the countryside and that aspect of it. And that's different than what we're going to be able to do in a theater, what they were able to do in the original Broadway show. Some things are in different places, like Edelweiss is at the end at the concert that they play.
Their escape.
There's a couple more songs with Max and Elsa and the captain that are a lot of fun. Those, I think, we'd see those as, like, the main changes. I think we have Henry on the phone.
Oh, my gosh, Henry Patterson, welcome. Let's talk to you. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so you're going to be playing Captain Von Trapp.
That is yeah.
All right. So what's your highlight so far?
This is a thrilling performance, and like you said, I was laughing. I don't know if it picked up on the phone, but I was laughing because that was my exact thoughts when I tried out. I was like, live music? That sounds amazing. I want in. So singing with an orchestra is fantastic, and when you're delivering lines and suddenly the orchestra has this like high held note, and you're like, oh, I'm feeling sad, or oh, I'm feeling this. Like, it totally just gets into your psyche, and it helps you act even better. So it's really fantastic to do this. I love the orchestra with it, and I really have to say, I haven't done a lot of acting myself, but being supported with the directors as well as with the other performers, it's amazing.
So
the kids are amazing. Vanessa's amazing. Like, everybody in there. The nuns are amazing. Like, I love this performance.
The nuns just give me chills.
You said, Henry, that you hadn't acted a lot. How did you get into this? What's your background?
So my background is mostly in vocal. I've done music ever since I was a kid. I started with the trumpet, doing euphonium, and then kind of going in jazz bands and orchestras, and then I did do an Guys and Dolls in my senior year.
What'd you play?
I was Sky Masterson, so that.
Oh my god! I played Adelaide. Let's get together.
That's funny. I laughed because the guy who was really good at acting, he got into some trouble, so they put me in there. So.
Okay. Now your son Henry is also involved in helping with the set design. So what's this shared experience been for you both?
Oh, that's been fun. Nick really is behind the scenes. He's actually doing the spotlight on Maria most of the time, so that's fun. But he's painted a lot, and he's a great artist. And so they've had him painting the stained glass on the Abbey windows, and I see little details in it. The flowers on the terrace he did. So it's really fun to see those, and then he talks to me about it and kind of what he's aware of and what he's not, and the people behind the scenes, like Jason, the prop guy, has befriended Nick as well. So it's just really fun to see that camaraderie and talk to him about it. And we've got similar schedules, but not the same, because he's usually done by the time we're rehearsing.
Okay. You know what? There's a bunch of cute kids around here, Henry.
Coming up in the next segment. Yep. Well, thank you for
I was going to say is, how does that work, your camaraderie with these kids?
Oh, yeah. The kids are fantastic. I think I couldn't be more thrilled to be able to act with them. They have such energy and such spirit. Like, I feel like the old guy on set, and they're kind of dancing in between scenes in the background and having so much fun, and so they just bring a lot of life to everything. So it's just so fun.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Henry. And
yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
You bet.
Thanks a lot.
Okay,
good luck. Great luck.
We're going to take a little bit of an early break, and then we're going to come back and talk to the rest of the cast, including Robbie McFarlane, who plays
Wolf.
Rolf. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Rolf.
I am 16 going on 17.
That's right. And you look like you are. So that's even better.
Yeah.
So,
17.
Okay. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
My name is Dawn Duckett. My husband John and I are fiscally conservative Republicans, and we support the recall of Kevin Cry. We are among the silent majority of hardworking, law-abiding Republicans throughout Shasta County who are outraged. Many Republicans agree that Kevin Cry is not a fiscal conservative and he must be removed before his wasteful spending and careless decision-making bankrupt Shasta County, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Okay, I'm going to cry right now. I don't know why. That just moves me. I love this show that's coming up, The Sound of Music. What happened to me? I became an emotional wreck just then. Go on.
We're with... Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Lindebot. We are with Shasta College. They are the production of The Sound of Music is starting this week. It starts on July 13th. It's 13th, 14th, 15th. 20th and 21st at 7 p.m. And then the 16th and...
23rd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, at 2 p.m. That's fantastic.
At 2 p.m. Okay.
Directed by our very own Dr. Gregory Thorson, who you heard earlier, is the theater professor. Thank you so much for that. With a live orchestra.
And
I'm just going to say that, you know, after 4 days back during before COVID, when COVID broke out, nobody can visit me. I was in the hospital for 4 days. And when I got out, you know, what did I want? I mean, I wanted Carl to rent The Sound of Music. That's probably why I'm emotional. Because I almost died. And it's like, that is the only thing I wanted when I got out, was to watch The Sound of Music. So thank you for being with us. And what does this show mean for you, Julia? You are playing Brigitta. Welcome. What does this mean for you? The show. The role. Go ahead. It's your time.
Well, it's very fun because the role that I play is very smart, and she figures out that Maria is in love with Captain. And it's very fun to play. And I don't know, it's very fun.
And you get to march around, right?
Yes.
You have a lot of lines.
I do have quite a few lines.
Right. And so, and your mom is playing one of the nuns. Yeah. And so we just recently did that show at the Cascade together, and you're quite a talent.
Thank you.
So this is great. You continue on. Everything that you do in theater is one more gold star by your name, because it's a great, I think, character building. Anytime you get to do theater and a role like this is fantastic. It's a life-changing thing, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I'm actually really glad I did it. I didn't really know what The Sound of Music was about until auditions came up, and I try to do every show I can. So we're like, let's watch the movie. So it's really fun. I really like it.
Fantastic. And also with us, okay, we've got Rolf.
Robbie McFarlane is with us. Good morning,
Rolf. Good morning.
What's the role meant for you?
Ooh, he's definitely very different from the roles, Rolfs, I'm used to playing, because normally I do kind of comedic, zany, strange characters, and he's a lot more realistic and kind of just a sad character.
Well, he is a sad.
Yeah.
Because he's in love with...
Liesl.
I'm sorry?
Liesl.
Liesl. Uh-huh. And, of course, they have that beautiful song.
Yeah. I am 16 going on 17.
Yeah. And then he joins the dark side, in Austria at that time in World War II, or prior to World War II. But then he has to make that decision at the end.
Mm-hmm. I would consider him one of the central antagonists, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of the only character, I think, in the show that has a song that is eventually becomes a part of the Nazi party.
Is there something? Yeah. Do you feel that without that there's very much that what happens with The Sound of Music, with the families, with sides, that you feel like kind of it's timeless?
Yeah, it's a story. I remember watching it when I was a little kid, and then, you know, multiple generations of my family grew up watching the movie. And so you can ask my older brother, you can ask my grandma and my mom and myself, and probably, you know, kids in my family younger than me, and we all love the movie. It just has this timeless message of love and family and music kind of overpowering the darkness in the world, and kind of this over-encompassing, all-encompassing, like, system, and they kind of fight against that through their happiness and their love, rather, you know.
It's just, and their family commitment, and so there's something about when you do theater, I'm just with, let's go to our youngest.
No, let's go to our oldest member of the cast here.
The leader of the group.
Violet Schlegel. So she plays Gretel von Trapp. Good morning.
Good morning.
How old are you?
I am 8.
Going on 9?
Yes,
okay.
So go ahead. You get to ask, and then I want
to
ask.
One question.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Go ahead, please.
So what's your background? How many plays and musicals and things have you done?
Well, at Boulder Creek, I go to a school, and my first play in first grade, I did the Go and Buggy play. Uh-huh. I was the first ladybug. And then at the Reading Arts Center, I did Jungle Book Junior, and I was a bumblebee.
Okay, so you were a bumblebee.
So now you get to play a person.
Yeah. So what do you like about Gretel?
Well, I like her because she's like, I don't know.
Because she's the youngest, right?
Yeah.
She's the baby. She gets treated different.
Yeah.
So when you hear the orchestra, is this the first time you get to play with an orchestra? That's like amazing in Reading, first of all, to be able to do a play with an orchestra. I mean, I think it happened when they did Fiddler on the Roof. And that's the last I recall. But anyway, that was before you were born, I'm sure. Right around the time you were born. Anyway, and maybe you were born because of Fiddler on the Roof. I don't know. Theater lovers. Anyway, so tell us what happens for you when you hear, is there a certain instrument in the orchestra that you love the most?
Well, we get to practice a lot with the piano, and there's a lot of different tunes in it, so I really like the piano.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Let's go back to Julia.
Thank you.
Okay, Julia, you thought you got off, but you have. Yeah. Okay, you're the brightest one of the group, and you picked up on the fact that the captain and Marie. Okay, this is such a well-loved musical.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is probably one of the best ever. Any pressure there at all? Or do you just kind of like, you know, this is really something I want to do? It's just something, you know, I mean, is it a challenge? I guess that's the word I'm using.
Well, yeah, actually, it's, I'm glad I'm doing it because it's a little bit of a challenge to find, like, my character sometimes, like in some of the roles. But it's really good. I've been learning a lot, and it's really fun.
How many songs do you have in your book that you have to learn? Nine? Eight?
Probably around there, yeah.
Yeah.
There's like, a few main songs, and then there's a lot of, like, reprises for the concerts and everything.
Right. I love, one of my favorite things that comes to my memory is when you guys line up before you have to go to bed at the party.
Yeah. That's too.
And what's that called?
That's called So Long Farewell.
Yeah. I love that whole scene. It just really gives the individual characters at that particular time mm-hmm. who the kids are.
Yeah.
Hey, can we bring Dr. Thorson back in here? So grab one of the mics here. Hey, Greg, what's it like working with a bunch of talented young kids? Well, talented children.
Oh, it's been great. I am, you know, so impressed by their work. Julie and Violet's instincts are like really impressive. They have great instincts for making choices as actors. You know, I think that at auditions we notice Violet taking notes down and things like that, and we're like, I mean, that's the one, right? Like someone that has that kind of focus and intelligence and talent at that age, like that's exactly what you're looking for. So,
how many in the cast?
Oh, it's a huge cast. So there's like 21 nuns by themselves.
Hmm.
It's probably over 30. And as we said, the orchestra, and then we got a stage crew. So, you know, we're talking about a 100 people that all come together to put this together. Oh. And so, you know, I'd say that, so one of the defining characteristics of theater is liveness, right? Like it is live. It is right in front of you. And that is a unique feeling. And so between the cast and the orchestra and everything that's going on, that's a special feeling to be in a room with that many people.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Definitely going to be a happy tearjerker.
Let me ask. Robbie. Robbie, what's your favorite scene?
Oh, I mean, I'm really biased, but I really
It's okay.
I really like the scene I have with Liesl. I think that was one of my favorite scenes when I watched it back in the day.
Right.
But I also actually really love the scene between Maria and Liesl when it's reprised, the song, 16 mm-hmm. going on 17, and she sings to her about, you know, waiting and being patient and how eventually Liesl will find the one. I think that scene's just so sweet, and it really helps establish Maria as kind of the new mother of the family.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. Violet, what's your favorite scene? Do you have one?
Well, I really like the Lonely Goatherd scene.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Leo, Leo, Leo. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right.
Can you do
that? Can you do that?
Lady, or lady, or lady.
All right. That's perfect.
Hey, Dr. Thorson, that was cute. I mean, Linda's already circled the day we're going to it. How do people
maybe
get
two
tickets?
Hey, that's a great question. I love to answer this question. So if you go to our website at shastacollege.edu/thesoundofmusic, you can buy your tickets there. $20 for adults, $15 for seniors and staff, and $10 for students.
And let's talk just at the very last minute here about our composers, Rodgers and Hammerstein. This, being a professor of music, they put out a credible body of work that still, through these years, holds its value.
Yeah, oh, of course. So, you know, when we talk about, like, uniquely American art forms, there are not too many, like jazz, musical theater being one of them. And Rodgers and Hammerstein essentially invent this form. Like, before Rodgers and Hammerstein, a book musical that was based around a plot and was connected was unusual. It was mostly a review or a collection of songs. So you can see that giving it a plot, which this Sound of Music has a phenomenal plot, really adds to the importance and the meaning of what's going on. This is the last musical that they composed together. And so, you know, we're looking at two masters of their craft at the height of it doing that. And
wow.
it's a terrific piece. The more time you spend with it, the more depth and meaning and you start to feel to develop towards it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Sound of Music Cast here, all of you.
And we will be
thank
cheering
you,
you
thank
on.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing
we'll
this to Shasta
away,
College.
It's my pleasure.
We'll be giving away some more tickets tomorrow. Not today. We've given away all.